just okay.
You're splendid, my dear.
Thank you.
I'm gonna prop myself.
Right, it is record.
It is of record.
It is recording.
Oh, heck.
Red.
Alright, so, welcome to the. What is it?
Well, it's a discussion to decide whether we're going to carry on being friends or not, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially with Rowan.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a discussion to see, you know, how we all secretly hate each other.
So we do this just specifically for Rowan and then just.
Yeah, yeah, this is directed at Rowan.
Just shout out to our boy Roro.
Yeah. We wish you were here, but we don't because your opinions on sandwiches are wrong.
They're correct. Categorically, it's just wrong.
We need to arrive at one true definition that we can all agree on, I think.
But that will never happen.
Yeah, no, we're not going to agree.
That's not happen. That's when calzone has been brought into it.
It's a broad.
I mean, I'm going to argue that pie is a sandwich. So.
All right. Okay. Okay. So.
So we can start with Wikipedia's definition
of a sandwich
as a jumping off point.
Yeah. Okay.
So according to Wikipedia, a sandwich is a food typically consisting of vegetables, sliced cheese or meat placed on or between slices of bread, or more generally, any dish wherein two or more pieces of bread serve as a container or wrapper for another food type.
Okay, so that second part makes more sense to me than the first part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because, you know, you can put a lot of different shit in a sandwich, but that's the thing. So for me,
yeah,
a sandwich isn't necessarily the ingredients, it's the form, it's like
mm-hmm.
the structure of the which makes a sandwich a sandwich, right?
What kind of it? I agree.
Structuralist.
So just something between two pieces of bread, doesn't matter what's inside it.
Yeah.
I think it's part ingredient though as well. So you couldn't just have any old things and make it in the form of a sandwich. There's
you couldn't
like,
put a USB stick between two pieces of bread and say it's a sandwich.
There's accepted ingredients, isn't there? There's a certain field of things that are acceptable for a sandwich, and there's a certain number of ways that you can make a sandwich, and it has to be like some conglomeration of the two.
Right.
I think.
Mm.
Okay. So, like for example, they have ice cream sandwiches, which are normally like waffle or something with ice cream,
or cookies,
or something, right? And they call them ice cream sandwiches. So structurally, it's sandwich-like.
Yeah, because it's something being sandwiched between two other things.
But it's still ice cream in
it.
It is
ice cream.
There's
so
no bread involved.
So if you so if you replace the waffle with regular bread, it's gross, but would you call that a sandwich?
Or is it just ice cream between
two regular pieces?
Yeah. I would call that an ice cream sandwich.
Gross, but yeah, it's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Same if it was in like a wrap, if it was, or in a pita bread, that's a sandwich. It's gross, but it's a sandwich.
Oh, two pitas?
No, if you opened up the pita bread. No,
so an open face sandwich, which we would agree
with.
No.
You're saying that you open a pita and you put stuff in the pit like a falafel
thing.
That's not a sandwich. That's a pita.
Argue with Greece, you fuck.
Well, that's not.
That's a half-assed burrito.
No,
closer to a wrap, I think. That's like
but a wrap.
Yeah.
A wrap is still in the sandwich family.
Exactly. It just depends.
It's in the sandwich family, but it's not a sandwich.
Yeah. It's just.
Depends what's in it.
It's just wrapped in carbs. It doesn't make it a sandwich.
According to Wikipedia, it does.
Well,
Wikipedia's written by regular people.
Well, okay, when you say a wrap, we're thinking of the same thing, right? So we're thinking of a circular.
You get a big tortilla and you
put some veggies in it.
That's a wrap, not a sandwich.
Yeah.
A sandwich is two slices of bread, or like, you know,
or two halves of a bun.
Or a bun or a baguette or something like that.
What makes the baguette so different from the wrap? It's still like a bread thing.
Because
still
for a baguette, you cut a baguette in half, you separated the two halves, and put.
Or it's folded.
Yeah, and then you put like cheese where there was no cheese before. Whereas with a wrap, you get one piece of round wrap bread, and then you tuck
bread.
It like a little food nappy. That's not a sandwich.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
So our second definition was the Oxford Dictionary definition.
Okay.
And that was the one that said it's an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread but the filling between them eaten as a light meal. So I think some of it's also, like, situational. Like maybe,
that's true, yeah.
Like, maybe wraps and sandwiches are put together because they're eaten as a finger food, they're eaten at lunch, they're like a lighter sort of meal.
Than just cooking up a whole dinner.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
A Subway is a sandwich, and that is not a light meal. That is a foot of bread.
Yeah.
That fills me up for the whole day. That is not a light meal, but yet it's still a sandwich.
Well, Subway would argue that they're not sandwiches, they're subs.
But it's a sub sandwich.
I'm not saying that they're not sandwiches.
I know, but how can they say that? How can they get out there and say that with their stupid mouths?
I don't think it's so cut and dry. I think it's like a combination of all of these things.
Yeah.
It's got to be in some way resembling a sandwich.
What we need is a Venn diagram, I feel.
Yeah, okay.
Like we were saying about, like, say you've got like a ham sandwich, so it's bread, ham, bread. Like, if you change it and you have ham, bread, ham...
Right.
Like, that's not a sandwich.
No, that's
it's
just barbarianism.
It's a sandwich.
It's bread that's been sandwiched.
Yeah.
But it's not a sandwich.
If you ate it at lunch, even though it's got sandwich ingredients...
Okay, so does the two things encasing, do they have your carbohydrates? Could you argue that KFC's Double Down is a sandwich?
What's this KFC Double Down?
So imagine a burger,
right?
But instead of pieces of bread, there are two deep fat fried chicken breasts with a bit of bacon inside.
Well, first of all, if it's a burger, it's a burger. A burger's not a sandwich.
This is.
There's no way you can argue that is a light meal.
I know. I disagree with the light meal thing. That was my first point.
Because it's just so far away, so it doesn't have the starch. It's got breading on a chicken, but it doesn't have the bread. It's cooked, so it's harder to argue it's a light meal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's got way more of the sandwiching parts. It's got way more of what the bread would be filling.
Yeah, because it's just one piss-ass slice of fucking bacon.
Yeah, and even
that
fried
makes
chicken.
Me so mad.
And fried chicken on its own can be a sandwich ingredient, but it's hardly a traditional one.
Yeah.
Right, I don't think I was going to say, but let's explore the proportions of the sandwiching material and the inner material, right? So, first of all, there's two things here. So, what about, like, those stacks that you get? So you get a bit of bread, then filling, then another bit of bread, then more...
Or like a snack.
Oh, like a club sandwich or a Big Mac.
Multiple bits of bread. So you stack it up, basically, but you get bread in the middle.
Well, because then the bread becomes a filling as well as...
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, I consider those just really tall sandwiches. Sandwiches that have grown to a large...
Okay, now how about just two bits of bread with nothing in between it?
Well, back in the Victorian times and during the miners' strike, they used to have toast sandwiches because where you'd toast a bit of bread and then you'd put it between two slices of bread
that's a sandwich.
So it's something with texture, so you're not quite as miserable just eating bread.
Yeah. But no. I know. It's
fucking sad, isn't it? It's miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how beans on toast also originated during the strikes, apparently. You know, because it's quick and easy to eat, doesn't cost that much energy.
It's terrible.
Or that much money, you know.
But again, what about just two bits of bread? Nothing there.
So no. Just two... No butter? That's a tiny loaf of bread.
you're right, actually.
Yeah. Something.
I mean, you don't have to have butter in it unless it's just two slices of bread. If there's butter... I'd say that's a piss-ass, shitty sandwich.
But if it is just two
plain slices of bread,
you've just used the rest of your loaf.
Those are just
big croutons.
Okay.
It's just the remainder of a loaf.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we figured that out then. That's good. So...
So is a butter sandwich the minimum acceptable sandwich?
I would argue this.
Yeah. What about a butter fold over?
Even better. Ooh. Do both slices of bread need to have butter on them, or can you have one buttered and one not buttered?
Oh, one can.
Or is that then bread on toast?
No.
Bread on toast?
None of it's toasted.
Why would it be toasted?
I don't know, because we're talking about mine.
If toast's involved.
Because I thought we were miners, okay.
I just assumed it was toasted now.
Oh no, I was just talking about a toast sandwich has three pieces of bread.
Toast
a bit of bread and put it between two untoasted bits of bread.
So they can be less miserable whilst eating their bread.
It does have a slightly different flavour when it's toasted,
but not
enough to distinguish it.
Tastes of burning! That was the weirdest minor voice I've ever done. Alright, but...
It sounded like Ralph Wickham.
Yeah, it was. No, okay, no, you can have... You got two slices of bread. If one of them...
has butter on.
Then that's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the bare minimum.
But then, okay, so this is the kicker. So, you know, Master Roro is going to be very upset at this. So, you take one single slice of bread, you butter it,
right?
You fold it in half.
No, because that's the same as a wrap. And we've already agreed that's the same.
How is that a wrap?
Because for a wrap, the main part of a wrap is you have one piece of carbohydrate. Whatever it is, it's one piece of carbohydrate that you folded. Yes?
No.
For a wrap. No, you put the filling in. You put the filling in the wrap, and then you fold it up, right?
Right.
But it's still one unbroken piece of wrap.
Okay. I can't understand how you can view one slice of bread folded over as a wrap.
Because it's exactly it's the same principle. You folded one piece of food. You folded... So
it's,
say... So say
if I fold a piece of pizza in half, have you made a pizza?
That's a calzone.
No,
right. No, you're fucking wrong!
What if I had one slice of bread, I buttered it, cut it in half, and then put one...
That's fine. That's a sandwich.
Well, why
because they're two separate entities.
Why does the tiny bit of bread that's joining it fucking matter?
Because that makes it the same as a wrap or a calzone or a pasty.
Okay. So you're making a butter sandwich. You're making a butter fold over.
Yes.
Only thing is your bread's a bit stale. So you've buttered it.
Mm-hmm.
You've folded it over. It's doing its stale bread thing, and it's slowly cracking along the seam. So at one point it's conjoined.
Yes.
And you fold over. It's a wrap. It's a boron. Another point it snaps off. Two separate breads. Bam.
I can't explain the science, but yes. I'm not the expert here.
Oh no.
But yes, somehow. Some kind of transformation takes place, and it becomes a sandwich.
Dan, I hate to break it to you, that's bollocks. That's...
I agree, because the ingredients are there. They're like, you know, if you're going formalist, they're formal sandwich ingredients.
Yeah, I've some structure.
You know, there's it's eaten. It's going to be eaten in this way a sandwich usually would.
Yeah, exactly. Sandwich,
lunch, something like that. It's got the whole situational side going on.
Yeah,
and you know it's. It's sandwich.
Yeah.
If you took a cross section, it's got everything a sandwich should have. So I think that outweighs whether the bread is slightly conjoined.
I mean, it is a silly point, but
Subway. Yes. They don't cut their bread all the way through.
No,
oh,
you're
right. This blows the fucking wide open. You're right. They don't. So that's how they can argue that they're not sandwiches. Therefore, I'm right.
Because they're wrapped.
No, are you?
Are you saying that a sun is a wrap?
I consider a wrap.
Don't give me
that!
maybe.
Well, sandwich says they're not
sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say. They're eaten in the same place. You eat a wrap in the same place you would a sandwich most of the time. It's like picnic or lunch.
Mm.
They sell them in the same place in supermarkets.
So sushi. That's not a sandwich, is it?
Sorry. What fucking supermarket do you find a fucking... Oh, you mean like in the pre-made?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
No, I mean when you buy like a bread product.
Oh, like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Okay. So when I make a wrap, it's typically with like, you know, cooked ingredients or whatever, you know.
Mm.
Like it'll be like a meal. I'll probably make three or four wraps in a row.
Mm. I tend to do it uncooked. I tend to like put hummus on and then some like veggies.
Yeah. I feel like if you're making lunch, it tends to be like cold.
Yeah, unless you have it. Then there's hot at dinner.
Yeah,
so that's why I choose Subway
like
for dinner.
Like rice and cooked things in,
I mean, you know, I'm willing to admit that, you know, a wrap or a burrito or something like that is in the same, like, family.
There's
some similarity, but it's not specifically a sandwich. It's like, you know, how, like, you know, like, it's like dogs and wolves, you know? Yeah,
a
dog's a descended from wolves. You can't say
a dog is just a subspecies of a wolf, actually. That it's like in the same way.
Yeah, okay.
No. In the same way you get a timber wolf and an arctic wolf, a dog is in exactly the same level as that. So,
right? So.
So maybe a sandwich is. It's just like a more specified form of any kind of food.
So what came first, the burrito or the sandwich?
I don't know much.
That's not.
I don't think you could ever find that out because people have been
eating
bread or like carbs in some form forever and
yeah.
putting food in them, but generally not recording food diaries. So
yeah, I mean, You know, there's always this thing about the Earl of Sandwich invented sandwiches.
Oh, I hate
that
shit.
Fuck that guy. He didn't fucking invent sandwiches. There's no way. Like in, what is it, like a 16th
century? It's like the 18th century or something. We had bread and we had ham. There is no way.
Someone didn't put it in between. I'm tired from working. I've got some bread. But I have bread and meat and I want to eat them at the same time. Or maybe I'm working and I want to hold food in the same in one hand, you know?
Hold it with the crust. It's kind of like the pasty.
I love the idea that in the prototypes they put the bread in the middle and the ham on the outside. Like, this is just so slippery. I can't get this to work. There's got to be a simpler way.
Do you think the sandwich and the pasty were kind of competing over the same
sort of... I'm pretty sure the pasty came after the sandwich.
Well, there's another mind story, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, what, that they had the pasty so you can eat the crust and throw it over your shoulder. Also, pasty, if you think about working in a mine all day, pasty's a heartier meal than a sandwich.
Yeah.
I think it would keep better as well.
It would, yeah. If you wrap them in a
tea
towel, they
can
stay
well.
Warm. Exactly, yeah. They can stay warm for fucking hours if you wrap them in a tea towel properly.
It's like a similar... If you go down to when it's eaten and why, it's quite a similar thing.
It's like the cousin of a sandwich.
Yeah,
it's also similar to
like
a wrap in the sense that you get something and wrap it over as you cook it.
That's what I mean. Like, there's like, it's almost like a genetic similarity between
different foodstuffs. We need to do the taxonomy of the sandwich.
Exactly. Mm. But that's the thing. You can't say a pasty is a sandwich.
No, you cannot.
Or two bits of pizza, you know, folded onto one another.
What if you get one and put the other one on top?
That's just a calzone. And it's not a sandwich.
You texted me with this the other day. Right. Okay, we're going to get back to this in a minute. But with the pizza thing. So please explain this to me. Now, when you say you get two slices of pizza. Right?
So this hand is one pizza slice.
Right.
This hand is another.
Okay. Oh, and you put them, so pepperoni to pepperoni.
Yeah, so they kiss.
Because when you first said that to me, I was thinking like pizza slice, right? And then the other one was like spooning it.
What?
So like, okay, so here's your slice of pizza, right? And you got your cheese and everything on the top,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you get your other slice of pizza. So pepperoni on the top where the right ear is.
No.
So I didn't understand what you meant.
You sandwich them together, if you were.
However
the expression was.
Okay. Either way, it's still not a sandwich.
No. I'm not saying it is a sandwich. I'm saying, well, no, I am.
Yeah, not a sandwich.
What?
And you wouldn't make it a calzone either, because
calzone's kind of like a pasty in the sense that you just fold it over.
Yeah. A calzone starts like uncooked.
Yeah, then you fold. Yeah, you fold it raw.
You fold it and then you cook it. And then it
like a pasty, not like a burrito.
Yeah. See, that's why I wouldn't say a calzone and a wrap are very similar, because the wrap's already cooked.
With a wrap, you use the wrap to hold in the ingredients.
And the wrap
you assemble
is a light
it
meal.
By hand. Whereas a calzone, you get pizza and go, fuck it, and you fold it in half.
Well, calzone holds itself together, so...
Yeah, it's basically just an Italian pasty.
Yeah, closer to a pasty. Like, they look similar. Obviously, they're filling encased by some kind of bread, but they're just made in such a completely different
way.
What about,
guys, what about a samosa?
Oh, that's not a sandwich. Come on, no one's going to look at a samosa.
I was just doing it to wind you up.
Could you do them raw, don't you? Then you cook them.
Yeah.
That's just a triangular calzone with curry in it.
So, smoke.
Indian pasty.
Yeah.
Or empanadas. You know, an empanada is just a Mexican pasty.
I don't know what an empanada is.
It's a bit like a Mexican pasty. What about quesadillas, guys?
What's a quesadilla?
It's where you've got your wrap, and you put cheese and maybe some other, which, you know, the queso, you put the cheese on it and maybe some other fillings, and you put the other wrap on top and you cook it in your frying pan.
See, that's coming close to a cheese toastie.
I was going to say wrap fold over, but... Ooh. So you said cheese toastie. Okay.
Yeah, well, because you can do quesadillas with two separate wraps, or
you can fold it over.
But a lot of them, like, it's just like cheese and some spice, and that's like...
It's quite close to a cheese toastie.
Okay, what about that thing Elvis used to do? We were talking about this earlier, where you get a whole unsliced loaf, and he'd cut it the end off, hollow out the middle, and then fill that shit full of bacon and peanut butter. So he wouldn't cut it. It was a whole unsliced loaf that he hollowed out. Is that not a wrap? Obviously not a wrap, but is that a sandwich?
I think anyone in history of this earth could argue that's a light meal.
Yeah.
Elvis could.
Again.
No, well, I mean, duh.
Again, yeah. Again, it's in the same. It's got all the those sandwich components. You know, I'm not gonna. You know, peanut butter is definitely something you'd put in a sandwich, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So
bacon.
Again, same kind of ballpark, but it's just one of those more, you know, newer modern mutations.
You know, and the quantity comes into it, because like if you've got like a whole jar of peanut butter and put that between two slices of bread, like. I think you'd have a hard time arguing that that's really a sandwich.
Yeah, there's
not
more
just
peanut butter and bread.
Abomination that you put bread on.
Yeah.
I don't think quantity matters because you could.
I think it does.
I mean, you could put a sandwich inside a sandwich and it'll still be a sandwich. It'd be a lot of it.
Okay, like what we were saying the other day, if you put a slice of bread at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower and a slice of bread on top, have you made an Eiffel Tower sandwich?
No, that's not what you're saying. It's like when you were saying the stacks, right? The big stacks,
yeah.
Multiple bits of thing. You know, that's just a really big sandwich, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so.
But it's because it's got.
Okay,
yeah,
what about
the different? It's got the different bits
okay,
of bread in the middle.
What about the Scooby sandwich without the bit of bread in the middle? So say I have one bit of bread. Mm-hmm. I put a whole chicken's equivalent worth of chicken inside.
I just realised what you mean. Right?
Yeah, a whole block of cheese in there. Doesn't matter how much is there. It is still a sandwich. It's a god awful sandwich. But it's still edible food.
I don't know, because
it's all going to fall out.
Yeah, you're right. It's impractical and ridiculous.
I'd call that a sandwich, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
What if you had a near infinite amount of chicken and ham and cheese?
Still a sandwich. I'm sorry.
That's just the forever sandwich.
It's, yes.
Which is absurd. One, not a light meal. Two, how would you
but
eat
I don't
with
agree
your
with
hands?
A light meal.
I'm not sure
that's
I'm
ridiculous.
How would you eat with your hands?
Like, well, you see Shaggy do it all the fucking time.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's your cartoon.
Real.
If you have to deconstruct a sandwich, I don't think it's a
okay.
Very good sandwich.
Okay, so this. As long as you can fit it in your face, like Andy Samberg's got a huge mouth,
yeah.
As long as Andy Samberg can fit a sandwich in his mouth.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. When it comes
so anything's a sandwich for Andy Samberg, but not for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't fit a whole sandwich in my mouth.
If a human could reasonably fit it in their mouth, or whatever you're trying to feed it to, if you're trying to feed it to a horse, if they could reasonably fit it
so
in
if you make a horse a carrot sandwich that's like 3 foot tall with his gargantuan
have you seen a horse before?
Yeah, they're terrifying.
they're
just big dogs with wooden feet and they terrify me. But they can eat a huge carrot sandwich.
I mean, to be fair, horses are quite scary. They're very heavy.
Yeah, and they have wooden feet that could just kick you in the face.
Did you know that those are actually their fingers? It's their fingers. They're basically walking on their fingernails.
Gross big dogs.
You know what's weirder? They're really, really closely related to whales. So like,
yeah.
Oh, I hate horses.
I just want to find the horse blowholes, you know?
Oh,
gosh.
This is
their
bum.
The sandwich is kind of... It seems to evolve to like fill a kind of... A niche?
Like
like
an ecological niche with animals, but it's a dietary niche.
Yeah, so the definition of a sandwich, I guess, would vary on what species is eating it.
And it would vary from culture to culture.
But wait. Sorry.
So you're saying beavers can invent a sandwich?
I'm saying what you would constitute a sandwich for a beaver would be different to what you put in a sandwich.
Well, then elaborate, please. I'm really confused.
Right.
Before you start, hang on, I'm just going to... Ad break.
Right. So
that's a lot of rum.
I'm not done yet.
Just wait.
Is that my lid?
I think I get what you're getting at. Possibly.
There we go.
I'm not cutting this.
I'm
going
to attend tomorrow.
Right.
So
a sandwich. Right. At some point.
Right. Go.
Since the dawn of time, we've been eating bread and food in various combinations.
Yes.
And at some point, it became a symbol of some kind of bit more of a refinement of this idea. So the sandwich itself was born, whether it was the Earl or whatever, it was named as a sandwich and given certain definitions.
Right.
Because it's some kind of food to be eaten at lunch or in a lighter way, with your hands, preferably at a picnic or something like that. It's not like a knife and fork deal.
No, it's out and about or...
Yeah, so I'm saying only certain things will satisfy those conditions for us and make a sandwich that 9 out of 10 people would go, yeah, that's a sandwich. Mm-hmm. If you're making a sandwich for a horse or a dog or something like that, if you wanted to, or if they had the culture that came to this idea of a sandwich as well...
It would be different. I think an easier way of saying what you're saying is sandwiches would probably vary from culture to culture. So yes. If we went to West Africa, I don't know... and ask the local people, like, do you have a kind of meal that you eat with a carbohydrate on both sides, you know, that you might just have for a quick lunch before you get back to work? And they'd be like, oh yeah, we, you know, we have this meal, and then, you know, that would be their idea of, well, I mean, that would be their, it would fill the same niche as a sandwich does for the Western world.
Okay, so sandwich is more of an idea, like it's more of the principle of a sandwich.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't know, it's quite difficult because everyone's idea of a sandwich is going to vary in the same way that everyone's idea of what a dog looks like varies.
It's mimetics.
Could a Victoria sponge cake be a sandwich? Because there's two slices of...
They do call it sandwich cake,
granted, there's two beefy pieces of carbohydrates, but there is jam in the middle. Could that be a sandwich?
I'm not sure, because it's sweet, whereas most sandwiches are...
Well, ice cream sandwich, we've already argued that if you put bread into a sandwich, you put bread
in. Yeah, but the bread bits aren't sweet.
Yeah, you have to modify it from waffles or wafer or whatever you usually use.
But
what
does it matter? But cake's still basically bread.
Cake,
no, it's sweet.
No, cake's... I was going to say it's a baked good, but so is bread.
Yeah, no.
It's
cake's
a sandwich
sweet.
Cake. Yeah,
but
I don't think you'd argue it's a sandwich.
No.
Cake has got its own history alongside bread. You know, it's got its own thing going
for it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you bake it differently to bread. You don't need cake most of the time.
Yeah, it's like mammals and marsupials, you know. One's easily better than the other.
I mean,
and cakes assembled as one thing and then sliced into portions most of the time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a cupcake.
But you slice a sandwich.
Well, sandwiches, you mostly make one portion, don't you? You don't make like
a big lot and you say and you share with everyone.
Yeah, unless you're at the Vicar's garden party, right?
You can
draw a little triangle ones.
But sandwich, you tend to personalise it a lot more. Like,
yeah.
I think you wouldn't take one huge sandwich to a party for like more than just a gimmick, because most people want something different in their sandwiches.
You know what, you're actually right. I've never even thought of that. Like, you know, there are standardised sandwiches, right? You know, you go to any shop where they sell sandwiches in little cartons or whatever, and there'll be like...
The Plowman's?
They're these established sandwich types. I don't think I've ever made one of those types of sandwiches.
I make Plowman's, but I leave out the mayonnaise. I leave out any meat.
Exactly. You know,
it's
kind of
settle for the box ones, don't you?
It's like,
I can endure the fact that it's got mustard in it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You
know? Or mayo. They always
got to
have mayo.
They do.
I don't know. Just dry.
Yeah, but then it needs butter. Butter I'm fine with, because you need something to moisten the bread most of the time.
Mm.
Like if it's just meat or like cheese in it.
I mean, butter just tastes nice.
Mayo?
Yeah.
Mayo's crazy.
I like mayo.
It's
I didn't used to. I get it.
Juice.
I understand. You know, and when it's fucking, you know, gone runny and warm.
I've got trauma, dude. I've got child trauma.
Edit the shit out. I understand that's shit rank, but like, you know, when you've got a nice cold sandwich.
But yeah, like, I get what you mean about settling. So.
It's weird that sandwiches can be hot and cold and both be delicious.
Mm. Like a toasty. I love toasty.
Yeah.
Toasty sandwiches?
Yes.
Of course they are. They're just warm sandwiches.
Yeah. Like, have you ever had a jam
toast? It's got the word toast in it. I don't know.
You can make a toast sandwich, like, not like the miners, but like, you can just put two bits of toasted bread. It's still, it's just a crispy sandwich.
With toasty as well, like, the way I make it is I basically just make a normal sandwich and then I toast it or grill it.
What do Americans call toasties again?
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, like grilled chicken.
No, that's grilled chicken.
I don't know why.
And they think it's really funny.
It's called a grilled, they fry it.
Yeah.
What?
I guess you could grill it, but...
Yeah, but they don't.
Hey, America. Aubergine.
Coriander and aubergine.
A coriander and aubergine toasty.
Wrapped in aluminium foil.
And I'm going to boil water with my electric kettle.
I'm going to choose the colour of my kettle, but it will take me a bit longer because there's some extra letters in there.
Cilantro is just nothing like coriander.
Ugh.
Yeah. So where did we get to?
What about burgers?
Burgers aren't sandwiches.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They're not.
Alright. No, again, like cakes, burgers have got a fucking history to them, man. You know, you can, in fact, there's even subdivisions of burgers, because you get fucking, you know, chicken burgers, which are their own fucking thing, you get fish burgers, you get sliders, which is like baby
tiny
burgers.
What's a Sloppy Joe?
It's like mincemeat and tomatoes and with some, you know, herbs and spice, I'm assuming, between two buns.
That sounds really good. It sounds like the shepherd's pie filling, but really, really basic. It's some bread.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's the shepherd's pie filling, but basic.
I'm very hungry.
I'm
of the opinion a burger is a burger. Like, it can be similar to a sandwich, but it's its own thing because it's been made into a burger. It's warm, it's got melted cheese and all that shit.
You cooked up a patty, typically.
But in, like, America, they've got burgers, but, like, chicken burgers tend to be called chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, that's true. Well, whenever they say chicken sandwiches, I always assume they let the chicken cool first, in the same way you would if you're putting chicken in a sandwich.
Come on, because the chicken's got to have been cooked, right?
Yeah, because otherwise you would get salmonella.
Yeah. And then
so whether
sick or die.
But if you watch food review shows like I do, because I'm sad, they'll go to KFC and they'll get, like, a KFC chicken burger, and you'd be like, this is the latest chicken sandwich from KFC.
They'll have sesame.
Because the Americans call them sandwiches, that's why I don't really care.
I haven't heard it as much used for, like, a beef burger.
I have, pretty much every American TV show I watch, they go, ah, oh, got me a good old sandwich, and he's just having a beef burger.
I've never heard that.
I have, honestly, a lot of the time.
Sure.
I mean, I believe it.
What about a panini, then?
Yeah, panini's a sandwich. You can have them toasted or untoasted.
I thought you had to have panini's hot.
No, I don't think so.
You can have them cold, yeah.
They're a bit like bagels, they just get a nicer texture.
I mean, I'd be tempted to call paninis again their own sort of stuff. You know, it can be really, you know, specific about it. Because I'm sure there's, like, you know, paninis are sandwiches, I reckon. But they are paninis at the end of the day, so you could subdivide it into, like...
Yeah,
you know.
What about bagels?
Again, you know, I'd call a bagel a sandwich, but again,
yeah,
they're also bagels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
that's
you
like,
put things in
I
bagels.
Would, if sandwiches were... Okay, so if sandwiches, we'll call them canids, so that's the family, you've got wolves, dogs, foxes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I would call bagel, you know, a bagel its own species within the sandwiched family.
There are so many ways to eat bread.
Even better, music genres, right? Because you get really specific with
music.
You can get, because I'm sure there's fucking subdivisions and BLTs. Like there must be some kind of sandwich.
There's the BLT, which is the McDonald's one they did a couple years ago.
Can I introduce an idea? It doesn't necessarily make much sense. It needs some work.
Okay.
So, like you were saying, like, a sandwich can be, like, a general, like, genus, I guess, that multiple things branch off of. So you've got panini, bagel, wrap, maybe, possibly burger as, like, a broader spectrum.
Yeah.
But within that...
Burgers are a bit less closely related to the other ones. You know that you... I mean, the same way that foxes are less related to dogs than wolves are related to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think within that...
Exactly.
Within this, like, sandwich structure of food, there is something that is, like, the classic sandwich. So that's, like, we'd actually name the sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything else has got a more specific name.
Yeah, so if you think of, like, I don't know, when I think of sandwich, I think of a Plowman's.
Mm.
To me, it's just a sandwich. It's got, you can put meat in it if you want, but it's got cheese and it's got veg, and you can also add, like, butter or mayo or and it's got pickle as well, so it's got a condiment in it.
Yeah, it's typically served seasonally, cold.
And it's called a Plowman's because they used to eat it out in the field as a light lunch.
On the go, when you're ploughing.
Exactly, when you go, when you're ploughing.
Because if you're a man and you plough, you probably...
Well, actually, I got that completely wrong. It's based around the meal that used to be called the Plowman's meal that was bread, meat, a pickled onion... And cheese and some salad, and then they put it all together into a...
Maybe we should bring back work-related food. You know, like you had humble pie that was all the bits left over from
the
hunt.
The humbles.
The humbles.
Yeah, that's saying actually.
We should have a retail pie, you know.
Would that have in it? Sorrow.
So they're established sandwiches, right? That we can, you can go to any sandwich, you can, any supermarket, sorry, you can buy one of these sandwiches. So you can buy a sandwich, you can buy like egg and cress and stuff.
You can buy a tuna.
God,
yeah.
But they have some ingredients in them that I wouldn't say are traditional sandwich ingredients, but because they've become like...
These established form factors.
Mm. Yeah, they're established sandwiches. Even though, as we're saying, like a major part of what makes a sandwich is that it's like pretty much infinitely customizable.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is kind of weird, because, like, I would never make an egg and cress sandwich. Like, that would never
mind.
You're missing out.
I've never put egg in a sandwich. I've never put egg... What? Egg cress? Cress in a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's I wanted to say that earlier. That's such a weird thing. But I know that that's acceptable, because I've seen it in petrol stations.
I just don't imagine... I hate egg.
Well, I can imagine they're quite good, but there's just so many other ingredients I'd go to first.
First, yeah, exactly. They seem a bit labour-intensive, really, an egg and cress sandwich. You've got to boil the egg.
You've got to hatch some cress. You've got to have chicken
to begin with, right? Because the chicken comes before the egg. And then...
What about egg and chicken sandwiches? That'd be nice.
Because their mother and daughter can be reunited again.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's horrible. Like, that's like having, like, you know, like,
halloumi
and goat's meat sandwich.
Yeah. Or just dipping steak in milk.
Yeah, yeah. Or,
well, actually,
you know,
you can...
a fish and caviar sandwich.
Mm.
Stop. It's horrible.
If only we knew what sandwiches were like around the world, I'm sure that exists.
We should just, you know, do it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should do, like, a sandwich tour.
No.
Okay, so yes. Sandwiches throughout the ages. So you've got the point before the sandwich was established. People
before it had a name, let's say.
Yeah. So like.
Yeah, trenches.
Yeah, there was
trenches.
Bread of all kinds,
trenches.
Unleavened
or
bread, wraps, and everything like that.
Sorry, I'm really sorry. Explain. What was it?
A trencher is what is. They eat their meal off of bread. So if they have a plate, they probably don't have a plate.
You pour
it off of bread, and then it soaks up all the juice and stuff. So it softens the bread, which probably
quite
hard.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
And then you can eat it.
Yeah, because you know.
You're washing up.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the subject of bread on its own is like a really interesting subject, because bread's changed throughout the ages.
Apparently, you know, our bite has evolved. It used to be that our bites. Our insides match up like that, but I obviously this is a podcast you can't see, but our top insides and bottom incisors would touch each other, and obviously most of the time now people's front incisors sit just over the top of instead of on top of, and apparently how people would eat would say they'd get a bit of meat or they'd get a bit of bread and they'd hold it in their mouth and then grab and pull and then use a knife to slice
hack
it
off.
Hack it off, and that's why most. So, you know, your insides, which are cutting teeth through, it's like, they would have been like that, and they discovered that was true by looking at skulls of people before knives and forks were invented. I mean, like, forks even, and plates and all that.
That's fascinating.
Do you remember trying to eat sandwiches when you were little and you'd lost some of your teeth?
That was very difficult, yeah.
When I lost, like, all of my front teeth in one go.
Yeah, you'd have to get...
Yeah, you have to go from the side, but usually there'd be a bit that... I'd go to bite and some of it just wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
And then it would just somehow do the thing where it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, it was such a pain. Sorry.
Do you guys ever have to eat like historical bread? Like,
yes.
We went to
Celtic Day Out and we ground the wheat ourselves on a little, not an old fashioned mill, but using a stone and a thing. And then they, because apparently they'd had a bunch of flour that they made doing that before, and you made it into honey bread, and it was really nice. But it was it had quite a dense texture, and obviously it wasn't white like normal bread because they left all the chaff and everything in, which it still annoys me. I do not understand why wholemeal and granary bread is more expensive than white bread, because really it should be the other way around and get down to it.
I mean, after the French Revolution, they made that half and half, where they mixed the white bread of the rich and the brown bread of the poor. Yeah,
cool.
I can't remember what they called it. There's a word for it, which is like a byword for a, you know, sort of meeting of two. But no, I remember eating that because it was just like it's because you get that sort of like, oh, it looks like white bread, but it's as good as brown bread stuff, you know. But that was the thing that was invented because, you know, after they killed off some of the aristocracy, they decided, well, you know, there's going to be no more class, and the way we're going to represent it is that all the bread, everyone's bread is going to be the same, so it's going to be white and brown at the same time.
And then there's bread that is more common in northern and eastern Europe, like rye bread, which is nice, but it tastes different. It's bread made with the kind of wheat that we have bread made with over here. It's denser because of the lime.
Bread's cool stuff.
Yes. I like bread.
Yeah. I like bread too. I like sourdough.
What you were saying, like, there's definitely like a class thing going on with sandwiches, because around the 18th century, then when, you know, it became a thing to name them sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been at the time with, like, little delicate sandwiches.
Yeah, apparently the story was when the Earl of Sandwich asked for a sandwich, he asked his servant to make him, he said, I'll just put, you know, some meat between two bits of bread so I can eat it while I work.
Yeah, like he was planning.
But I bet you
cut
the fucking crusts off.
Oh, I bet you cut
the
crusts off.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like a class thing. A chip butty.
You wouldn't find that in the Queen's Palace.
No, that's a working class item of food, right?
Yeah, that would be part of an
afternoon
tea.
Say, with beans on toast, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, unless it's in Birmingham.
What, an afternoon tea?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be having an afternoon tea.
Chip butty in Birmingham, because it's working. Never mind, carry on.
And then we've got the, you know, the whole sort of little delicate cucumber.
What?
Yeah, let's
go
through that again.
The thing was, you wouldn't have chibati at a tea party. That tea party was in Birmingham or some of the working class. It was just a very bad joke that has gone very wrong.
It's just a weird joke. Take all the pre-establishing parts of the joke that have already been made.
Yeah.
And then just fucking
it didn't go down well, but
let's take the beginning of the joke.
Reaction.
Take the end of the joke. Take out the middle of it. You've got two bits of bread. It's not a joke.
But that Lewis's reaction was worth it.
You guys can't see that he hid in his shirt and sort of hooted and squeaked and spun around on his chair.
I'm in a spinning chair. It's good fun. It's the best decision of the night. Thanks for swapping with me, Sarah. This is.
But yes, you're right about class and sandwiches.
Yes.
You know, little delicate cucumber sandwiches. I've never had one of those in my fucking life.
Yeah, cucumber in a sandwich sounds like the most bland, boring.
Well,
food.
I mean, cucumber's nice with other stuff in the sandwich. Yeah, like if I'm making like a sandwich, I'll put some salad in, I'll put some cheese in, I'll put some cucumber in with the salad-y stuff, put some tomato in.
I'll put tomato in your sandwich, that'll be good.
Cucumber is nice, but you have to
add other stuff.
You've got to salt the cucumber a bit, and it's got to have nice bread and a nice bit of butter.
Cucumber and cheese,
That's
good.
It's one of those ones where it's like delicate flavours, so you're not trying to like overload.
I just like the texture of cucumber, and to me, cucumber's a very strong flavour. I can just eat a whole raw cucumber.
They're very cucumbery, and that sounds stupid.
They are very
cucumbery.
It's
like
just a whole cucumber in
his
hand.
It's
like in a baguette or a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You cut a
vegan hot dog.
It's just a cucumber and a hot dog bun.
That's depressing. But what do you buy?
One piece of bread over.
Yeah. Will, no, I don't, Dan.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got something else to say, though. So, I went through a major stint of watching vegan recipes on YouTube.
Yes.
And one of the worst ones I remember watching was a vegan hot dog recipe, where they
took
was carrots.
I'm thinking of.
They made them into hot dog shapes and sizes, marinated it in, like, soy sauce and liquid smoke and stuff like that, and grilled it. and then put it in a hot dog.
That sounds like the most depressing thing ever conceivable.
That is as bad.
So they bit into it and there was a distinct carrot crunch. And they're just like, no, yeah. Yeah, it's really close to a hot dog, actually.
The thing is, you're lying.
Soy sauce? You don't put soy sauce on a real hot dog.
Well, the idea of soy sauce is to make it taste salty and umami, like a bit of meat, I guess. But then, it doesn't really work.
If you have to go to that length to have fun with food, just fucking eat meat.
Yeah.
Well,
give up.
Exactly. You've lost.
And you're trying to make a hot dog, one of the dirtiest, like, foods.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't try and healthy it up.
Yeah. If
you're a vegan and you want a hot dog, just do the... I mean, you know, if you can eat meat or whatever and you want a hot dog, just do the thing of making seitan and making, you know, fry it up so it's really... oily and,
yeah.
You know,
we'll just have soy hot dogs.
Like, yeah.
It's already processed.
But if you have to soak a carrot in liquid so it softens and isn't harsh, you've lost.
Yeah.
A hot dog is not... Look, you know, if you want to try and... Let's say you're trying to convince a vegan to not be vegan, like, you wouldn't try and tempt them with a hot dog.
No, you wouldn't.
It's not a good, like, food to...
You're trying with a rare steak. Look, watch all the blood leak out. Watch
well,
as
I don't
dip
know, like,
my
like,
chicken
if
in
I was
blood.
I've got a vegan friend, if I was tempting her, I'd choose one of the meat meals. I know she... You know, or maybe her mum cooked it for her when she was young. Be like, oh, look at this shepherd's pie, or whatever you know.
Look at this pie of chicken nuggets I've got.
Chicken nuggets are disgusting. I have never. I mean, I don't eat meat, and I've never felt less tempted about meat when I see fast meat food. So like, turkey dinosaurs, chicken nuggets, burgers, all of that just makes me feel sick. They literally turn my stomach.
Steak would be better.
Turkey dinosaurs
always better.
Okay, alright, so I'm going to go through a little list now of things and tell me if it can be in a sandwich.
In a sandwich or can be a sandwich?
Can be inside of a sandwich.
Anything
inside two
slices. Ah, but this is the thing.
Is it in between two slices of bread or do you have to supply what kind of bread's going to make the sandwich?
Okay, I'm going to offer you the ingredient. I want to tell you how you make it a sandwich, okay? Alright. Number one, turkey dinosaurs.
Well, I'd put it in between two slices of bread made with chips, the chip butty, made with some ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, that's my sad meal. I'll get bread, cranberry sauce, turkey dinosaurs, apple sauce, sandwich, fucking cheers me right up.
Yeah, you feed it to a sick child, you know?
Yeah, or,
yeah,
or a sad Dan.
You know what my sad meal is? Three parts of vodka, three parts of coke.
I think you need three parts of vodka, one part more vodka.
To be fair, I don't have a glass that big, so, you know. No, okay, next ingredient, rice pudding.
What? No.
In a sandwich. If you want to fucking be horrible, yeah, but no, you shouldn't.
No, I think you could make something that looks like a sandwich, but I don't think anyone would accept it as a sandwich.
You also wouldn't be invited back to my picnic, either.
No, but if you're like, we're really broke, and all you had was rice pudding and bread.
I just have the bread on its own.
Just dip bread in my... That's worse.
I'd toast it, maybe put some cinnamon on it, dip it in there.
That's fine.
No, but you're too broke to buy cinnamon. All you have...
I would eat the bread on its own, and I'd eat the rice pudding on its own.
What about like a casserole dish, and you make some kind of...
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding's
not a sandwich. Bread pudding.
If you bake the rice pudding so much it dries out and becomes a congealed lump.
And then you've got like a slice.
Bread and butter pudding between two pieces of bread.
Sandwich like a lump.
No, again, I'd say you could make something that looks like a sandwich.
But no one would accept it.
Yeah, if I went up to you, Ru, and was like, I just made you a sandwich, and what's in it? Bread and butter pudding. You'd be like, get the fuck out. I'm not going to
this.
But bread and butter pudding, there's got to be stuff between two slices of bread in there. Bread and butter pudding many sandwiches?
There's one, two, three times!
Bread and butter
could that just be a garden of sandwiches that you could just harvest?
Alright, interesting.
Milky cinnamon sandwich garden.
But if a sandwich has to be two breads, isn't a turkey dinosaur, which is covered in breadcrumbs,
It's not a slice of bread.
It's between bread.
Yeah, it's not a slice of bread.
Don't you start this.
Also, breadcrumbs, you might
breadcrumbs.
I'm
not. They're not made from bread. They're just flour and bits.
Yeah.
Flour and bits. Yeah.
I'm not saying
that
I'm agreeing with myself.
No, no. You're
putting it out there.
Is that a double down?
It's like doing
bread, chicken, bread, bacon.
This is the thing, though, because we're talking about, oh, you know, there's these things, and it's like, okay, well, it's got the structure of a sandwich, but a sandwich isn't just structure. A sandwich is a little bit of structure, it's a little bit of ingredients.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like,
situational
situation,
shit.
Yeah.
Right. But what is the cutoff point? At what point does... You could have, you know, you could be in the perfect situation, you could have the perfect structure. At what point do the ingredients render it not a sandwich, but some kind of bullshit?
Well, it depends on the ingredient, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think it can be any food. Because, like, you can make sandwich out of anything.
I mean, does it have to be
bread?
Does it have to be bread? Because if it can be any carbs, jolly lasagna is a club sandwich.
No! Dad, why would you say something... so brave.
All right,
so
all right. Those of you at home are very red right now.
It could be.
So remember no. What you were saying about it's a bit of everything. It's
lasagna,
not just carb filling carbs.
Yes.
Lasagna is not going to be eaten with your hands at lunch. It's pasta, not bread, so that's the second thing. Also, you make a big... You don't make one individual serving of it. It's a baked dish that presumably...
You sure.
Fat, unless you're being fat, fair enough. It just doesn't tick any of the other boxes for your sandwich.
I wouldn't put my lasagna.
Look, you know, when I make a lasagna, which I don't, I make it for my...
You make it from the box that your mum gives it to you in.
I make it for my mum, I make it for my papa, but I don't fucking make it and put it between two slices of bread and call it a fucking sandwich.
I've done that
no, but lasagna isn't a sandwich, but if you put lasagna between two breads,
that
would be a sandwich.
Thank
you can put anything in there. You know how people put spaghetti in a sandwich between bread?
I don't want spaghetti in my fucking bread.
I do!
You've never had a spaghetti sandwich.
No,
I
haven't.
Do you want to look like a barbarian?
Everyone stop yelling.
That's another thing. Like, when you put, like, carb in between the carbs, people get very on edge. Like, I would happily eat, like, spaghetti in a wrap, but then
yeah.
Other people would be like, that's carb on carb.
Yeah.
Lasagna in a sandwich is amazing.
All right. So how about... Okay, so you're fine with a fucking, like, a stack. So you got, you know, bread, lettuce, cheese, tomato, meat, bread, same again, bread.
That sounds like a burger.
No.
That sounds like a sandwich.
Like a stack,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Like, you know...
I'm gonna say it's cold and then I...
Yeah.
Oh, no,
okay, I didn't mean like that.
Think about cold turkey.
No, I mean, you know, like a Scooby-Dooby sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Scooby-Dooby.
Scooby-Dooby-Booby sandwich, right? Right? So, like that. So, then you have bread, chicken and lettuce wrap, bread.
Still a sandwich.
Dan!
What have I
is
done?
Is that a sandwich? You've not done anything. I've selected you.
If you put anything, I think if you put any food between two slices of bread, it's a sandwich. Even
right.
If it's rose petals or pieces of licorice.
You've upset the will of the boss.
It's a wrap in between bread, yeah?
Yeah.
The bread is at least in part there to give structure to the food.
Yeah.
I don't know. They seem superfluous if you've already got a wrap and then bread around.
Yeah, it seems unhealthy
exactly.
And ridiculous, but
yeah.
It's still sandwich.
You could have it.
It's like,
but I'd say that.
But
you
wouldn't,
but
you can.
And it would still be a sandwich.
Could you say that sushi is a wrap? A rice wrap?
No, sushi.
Dad, why do you keep saying that?
Alright, no, again, like burgers,
this
sushi.
Is what you like.
Sushi is its own thing, right? You know? Sushi's. You know, there's things
that
just.
Sushi's not its own thing of a burger. Sushi's like its own thing like lasagna. It's like over there somewhere.
Fine.
That's but like.
I say
if you don't cut
somewhere.
It
yeah.
Into pieces, they, people
it's
sell
just,
it as a sushi roll.
Yeah.
If you don't cut
it's just
it into
one
pieces.
Long sushi baguette.
Yeah.
Like a rice penis.
Alright, look, so sushi, again, depart sushi from that kind of realm. You see, you've linked two things which don't belong together, alright? Sushi is its own fucking realm of cooking, alright? You have a sushi chef, You don't have a sushi chef who specialises in sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
you know, there's stuff in sushi which isn't even like a roll, like katsuni chicken.
That's
and
true, yeah.
Stuff, and
yeah,
like,
yeah. A lot of rice and fish, that's fair.
Exactly, right? Sushi is just like the style in which it's served. Yeah. Much like a sandwich is more of a thing than it is a structure or ingredient.
Yes, yes, exactly. You're completely correct about that. People invent new types of sushi all the time. Like California rolls weren't a traditional type of sushi.
No. You know, yeah, exactly. You know, sushi's now been linked to this sort of this manner of, at least in the West, where you know you go to a sushi restaurant and
yeah,
you sit down and it comes around on the
conveyor belt.
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, in the same way you could, there are, you know, Subway is a style of eating food. You know, you order, you want the bits that you want in the sandwich, you take it away and you go somewhere else typically to eat it. I mean,
you need to fuck off somewhere to eat it, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know?
Just take it.
You know, a sandwich is as much an environmental meal as it is ingredients and and structure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of it is, yeah, when are you going to eat it? And
where?
Like we said, a lot of things can be sandwich-like if you're incredibly poor. But let's say you just set out to make a sandwich, you've just gone like, how can I get the food I've got in my mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I heard about someone who just got a raw pack of uncooked noodles and put that between two bits of bread.
Have you ever eaten them?
Uncooked noodles are really nice.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, if you crush them, it's a crisps.
Yeah, they taste
so good. See, now I want to try that. Because I can't be asked to boil the kettle, because boiling kettle is difficult.
This fascinates me, because that sounds awful.
No, it's like, they're really addictive. That's
really?
Addictive.
You can get the
they make
your
mouth
a
bit dry.
They know how to
put the herbs in and then shake it around.
Yeah.
And you've got like.
When was the thing? That's all shaved all the time.
Apparently. Yeah.
That, and also cucumber with spices on top. That's it.
Giggle on the spice.
Yeah, just sliced cucumber. Spices on top. That's my sister's meal when she was like 10.
The slight individual slices, like.
Yeah, with like dipped into some like paprika and then.
Oh no, that sounds kind of nice.
That does. It sounds like a nice little snack, not just to just eat that or uncooked noodles. But it sounds like a nice.
Yeah, like, you know, in accompaniment to what I already eat, that sounds kind of nice. Yeah.
Or if you just have a cucumber at home.
Yeah, if you somehow end up with loads of.
If
cucumbers.
You have nothing else.
Yeah.
Or if you're a sad vegan. Have just cucumbers.
Oh dear.
And paprika.
Okay, well, I think that we've come across, you know, kind of a middle ground on what we need to consider a sandwich. You know, what is a sandwich? Well, it's a lot of things, you know, but that's okay.
It can be too absurdist.
A sandwich is a way of life.
I think we should test our hypothesis, then, because it's a bit of this, it's a bit of that, and a bit of this, and you've got to be within a reasonable ratio to make it a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are our ingredients in this mythical sandwich then?
In a what? In a typical sandwich?
Two pieces of bread.
Well, what pushes the envelope of what a sandwich?
Pushes the envelope?
Also, the limits of a sandwich.
Oh god. Okay, so assuming that we're not like just poor and trying to find somewhere to eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think.
Okay, straight up, do the containing bits of bread, assuming that they're two separate pieces of bread.
Yeah.
Do they have to be the same type of bread?
No. We'll start off.
Sorry, I'm getting too
just
sorry.
Just two slices of white bread. Just normal bread.
Okay.
I think as long as you don't have to take it apart to eat it.
Yeah, that's definitely a part.
That's oh my god. Where have you been all this time? That's fantastic.
You can have like, when I was a kid, I used to have just Marmite sandwiches, which is just bread, Marmite, bread.
Yeah.
Like, not even any butter, because I didn't like butter when I was a kid for some reason.
So it's got to hold together. The minimum will be something like butter and Marmite. But I think if you're making a sandwich to take like to work with you the next day, you could put anything in there as long as it's cooked and it's not going to make it fall apart.
I'd say reasonably.
Same.
And
it's savoury.
Yeah, and you could stack it as high as having an extra bit of bread in the middle.
Yeah.
As
long as you can bite into it,
so it
stays in one piece,
and
you're not going to get shit all over your hands.
Yeah, cut that shit in diagonal or sideways. I don't mean to enter a new different discussion there.
That's why Subways kind of annoy me, because like they can fall apart really easily.
Yeah, they are very floppy.
Yeah, the bread just doesn't actually do what it should be. You need the paper to hold it together.
Yeah, if anything, the paper becomes the bread and the bread is a filling.
Yeah, the paper becomes part of the structure of the sandwich.
Yeah. It's like sandwich scaffolding.
Yeah.
isn't it?
That's weird, because I've only been to Subway a couple of times, really. But when I have, I've typically asked because they do like a sort of a ranch sauce, which I quite like.
Mm-hmm.
And normally that kind of goes into the bread quite a bit and kind of cements it all together.
Mm-hmm. Depends what you get, because I've got that chicken pizza YOLO one. Which has got like the hot like marinara sauce in
that's,
it. And it just fucking
so nice.
Dissolved it. Like,
yeah,
it
melts.
Like alien blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With on polystyrene or something. It was just gone.
Much like my example, that kind of strays from a sandwich for me.
I'd say so.
Structurally speaking.
It becomes very moist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, should this happen?
It had warm tomato sauce in it with
cold food.
Cold salad.
Although, but then again, they everything in some ways, they heat the meat and the bread and then put cold salad in it.
No, they, like, unless you toast it, you don't have to have it toasted. So mine is literally just like hot tomato sauce, cold salad. And kind of like warm pepperoni in the middle.
Don't like that.
And it just it fell apart straight away.
Nah.
And like there was just one bite was all sauce, another bite was like no sauce, and it just it for me that was
it's like the
meatball
marinara. All the meatballs flop out,
horrible.
And you've got bready sandwich. And you eat the meatballs afterwards.
Yeah, like I don't think that's stretching the definition
that
of a sandwich.
Yeah.
Stretching.
It's pushing it. It's pushing the envelope.
But again, I'd argue that's just like a, that's a Subway thing. It's a brand thing. It's like a, it's a manufactured thing as a result. That's what their company creates for people.
Yeah.
And it's an alternative because it's there, you know?
Mm-hmm. They should just have better bread for that, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's just a very Western, it's a Western thing. It's convenient. Most people eat their Subways before they decompose.
You know,
well,
I've never had a Subway.
Before the people decompose, isn't it?
I mean, you know, you compare it to like McDonald's burgers, which people call sandwiches, but you know, there's one on display in a museum somewhere which still hasn't rotted. So.
Oh, I bet it's delicious. I bet it's mature.
I bet it tastes. I bet it's still edible. I don't.
Yeah,
recommend it.
They desiccate, don't they? So they get
dry instead of like getting moldy.
So does that mean they're like they're closer Money. To cake and. I'm just thinking of the biscuit cake thing where a biscuit will go soggy, a cake will go dry.
See, the annoying thing is, I'm actually kind of impressed by their staying power because I'm fascinated by the concept of like a nuclear food that you could keep going potentially forever.
It does show that they've got quite a good handle on their production process. Like, it wasn't contaminated at any point. That's like a sterile food, and if you leave it, it will just dry out.
Assuming you have a nice condition,
it's weird.
Good conditions.
No.
Like
or is it that terrible that even bacteria doesn't fucking...
I reckon if you just give it a quick dunk into water, it'll hydrate and it'll be delicious.
Well, the hydration is an interesting thing because like there's that one fact that floats around, like, you know, the pictures of the burgers on the billboards, and they always look so plump and juicy and everything. Those actual burgers have been injected with the hydration solution, which would kill you if you actually ate the physical burger.
So it's like how sometimes male models will have their muscles injected with saline.
Mm-hmm.
So they look taut.
That's exactly how it is.
Oh my god.
You know.
So it's burger steroids.
Yeah. My dad had to take some photos for a sort of what do you call them? One of those companies you get when they just provide chefs and catering companies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you know, just pictures of food. And it was just like they had a guy who came into like with a little spray bottle to manually spray like mac and cheese to make it sort of
look
moist
glistening,
glistening and juicy for publicity photos.
Mm.
And it was just like, you know, that spray is deadly to the human tongue.
Yeah, those burgers as well, like when you see them make it, they push all of the ingredients to the front. So even if it starts off as a normal ingredient,
yeah,
they're pushing all of that. That's why it looks so thick, because it's basically just like a wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
The back.
It was completely ridiculous.
Triangle shape.
There's that one scene in Falling Down where it's like, you know, he gets the burger, it's just like, look at that sad, pathetic thing, and he looks up at the fucking sign,
yeah.
And there's this, like, this juicy, wholesome burger, and he just looks down at this, like, flat, like,
yeah.
It's almost 2D, it's just pathetic, this burger.
Just a shape.
He's like, anyone see what's wrong with this picture? Yeah, shit like that. But again, you know, we'll kill you if you actually eat it.
But burgers, though, like we said, like, they're really similar to sandwiches in a lot of ways, but, like, whenever I've gone to Burger King at lunch and got a burger, I've felt so shitty about myself having a burger for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, even if I had a sandwich that was the same ingredients but cold,
yeah,
I wouldn't feel
so
shitty.
Maybe burgers are convergent evolutions to sandwiches in the same way that the thylacine and Tasmanian tiger fill the same ecological niche as a large apex carnivore, like a wolf or a coyote.
Which makes sense as a metaphor, because the fast food burger is kind of going out of style.
Yeah.
At least in the UK, like, the, you know, now fast food burger has been kind of replaced by the gourmet burger.
Mm.
You know, it's got to be 100%. You know, places like Sam in the City and Hubbox or whatever, they're doing really well. McDonald's is suffering in the UK, as far as I'm aware.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they closed a bunch of stores last year, and they closed a bunch of stores the year before. The hypothesis is that probably going to close by the year 2030, which sounds like a long way away, but that's a huge deal.
Close the.
Do you think it's because it is seen as fast food then?
Because it's all sloppy, really. It makes you feel.
It's fast food.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you feel sloppy and slimy on the inside.
Yeah, even though, like,
because not everything is deep fried though.
That's part of it, because, you know, Subway at least has the, you know, their motto is eat fresh, right? Their whole thing is you see the ingredients in front of you, and if you're comfortable looking at, you know, all the bits of meat and everything, and saying, that's going on my sandwich, that's okay. You don't see, you know, the burger pus or whatever it is they make. I know it's not really, I forgot the word for pulp, but it's like...
Yeah. Sorry, no, but it's just such a great, it was very apt, I think.
I imagine they were using as they fried them.
I'm saying, you know, it's obviously it's edible. I'm not going to shame anyone for eating McDonald's. It's just that it's obviously, you know, it's made to the bare minimum of UK standards. You know, a McDonald's in Norway is a much higher standard than a McDonald's in America.
Yeah.
Because they have different food standards there.
Yeah, safety.
They have to, by law.
Yeah.
It's like about seeing it, isn't it? Because, like, even in Subway, where, like, the meat's obviously processed, and it's already in those little chunks, and it's in those weird little trays. Because you can see it, and you can acknowledge, like...
And it's, like, next to the lettuce and all the...
Exactly,
it's processed,
yeah.
But I can see it, so I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, like,
yeah,
I think because of the assembly, because
like
you can put it together, it's like somehow less bad for you and less processed.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
you
what
know.
They ride off of, and that's why they're the most, like,
they're
the biggest fast food chain in the world.
Yeah. I've no doubt that, you know, KFC gets their fucking chickens from, you know, battery farms or whatever, you know, and McDonald's, you know, their cows are sourced from fucking. You know, the cows before they die go through a great deal of stress or whatever. But you know, for some reason, you know, Subway. Exactly, you know, but Subway is like, oh, it's there. You know, there's no, you know, there's not like a barrier between me and the people serving me.
They never say anything about their beef. I mean, I've seen adverts for
McDonald's where they're like, oh, our beef comes from British farms. It's 100% this part of the animal.
Where our chicken comes from, whereas Subway, they really
they don't,
on
they
the
just, yeah, exactly, it's all like, you know, oh, you know, you can choose as much salad as you like,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing Subway does do about them, it's halal, right?
Yes, that's true, which also means it's kosher.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and I'm not quite sure about the specifics of that, unfortunately, but
it means it's killed in a certain way.
It's killed in a certain way.
With an imam and also a rabbi should be present, I believe. It's going to be halal and kosher.
Yeah, exactly. So I know, you know, if I was of a certain religious belief, you know, I'd be
cool more comfortable that. Eating there than I would at McDonald's, where I don't know
if
it's halal or if it's kosher.
Yeah. You know, that's part of the thing. It's that whole. I mean, you don't know, you don't see it. I can't know for certain, but it's all part of, like, an atmosphere you get about, you know, the security of your meat. How do we get on with this subject?
I'm just saying, a sandwich for lunch, even if it's from a Subway, like, fast food place, seems more legitimate than a burger.
It's true.
It's just because, you know, a burger is swimming in grease. I mean, it's delicious, and I enjoy them, but... You physically, on the inside, your stomach feels bad.
You get grilled burgers, and then, like...
Well,
there's very little difference between, like, a grilled burger thing and those little chunks of whatever grill
steak.
Steak and stuff.
Yeah, no.
Well, carry on, Deb, because you were saying you can taste the difference.
Well, it's like when I eat a Burger King, it's delicious, and I'm eating whatever you want, but when you eat it, I always feel physically, like, greasy and sloppy on the inside.
Mm.
Okay.
Whereas if I eat at Subway, I'm like, okay.
But also, if you go to Hubbox and you have a burger there, you'd be very full afterwards, but it'll be like quite satisfying.
Yeah, whereas Burger King's like, I'm full,
but
I really want to go
gross.
For a shit straight
yeah,
to
exactly,
order.
Yeah,
I instantly like have to go for a poop.
Yeah, you don't
feel full. Yeah.
Do you think that's like a placebo effect? Or
I think it's just the way that they're just cooked in grease. It's then the chips are then done in grease. You don't have, what, half a litre of Coke.
Mm.
So,
and not even like real Coke, like syrup.
Yeah,
yeah,
or the
syrup and water.
Yeah, as opposed to that natural Coke that they grow in the Amazon.
Okay, so burger.
It's very effective. That's good.
Carry on, Sarah.
Alan Partridge, and he gets like the sandwich with the crisps on the side.
Oh yeah, and the egg
and some cress. If you served a burger in the same way, would it be closer to a sandwich than if you served it with the traditional burger accompaniment?
What,
like
to Alan Partridge?
No. Okay, I think
burger like called after the meat thing. That's the burger, the
like,
meat thing.
Yeah.
No, that's a patty, babe.
But then they're like burger buns, so they're for the...
Yeah, the buns for a burger.
Because when you like buy burger stuff in, I don't know, Asda or Tesco, it says burger.
Yeah, because that's
distinct though.
Because those are buns specifically for burgers. Like, you could use those buns for a sandwich or for, you know, anything. The meat disc...
The
frisbee of flesh. It's called a patty.
Yeah, but then when we buy something in like Tesco, like frozen patties, they're still called burgers.
Yeah, but that's because it's become colloquialism to just call them burgers.
Mm.
And it goes, oh, that's just a burger. No, that's part of a burger. But
when
it's just, it's like...
Did you have burgers on their own? Because I did.
Yeah.
I did when I was very little.
Yeah,
well.
you just have...
my parents are very poor.
You just have
when
circles
you
of meat.
Yeah.
And they just get something out the
When you said that, I was really worried you were going to make fun of me for being poor. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're all poor currently.
We have a lot of freezer food, and like you might not have the bread because you bought the bread like a week ago. And
it's
gone.
Yeah.
But you got the
bread.
Yeah,
you give to your kids with some freezer chips.
Now they're saying
that's
burgers.
Yeah, I know because it's just become a phrase to call it burger. Like how you say, oh, instead of saying ballpoint pen, you say biro.
I think it's more of a UK thing. Like, because I've heard. Again, when you see American...
Yeah, it's a patty.
Yeah.
Find me a patty.
Yeah,
I didn't say patty until I heard Americans say it.
Yeah, I think it's a disgusting word.
Right now, we're only saying patty because it's more specific,
yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
Because it's a word that happens to exist. I don't think any British person would use patty to describe that part of
no,
a burger. Unless they really...
Yeah, because you're right, we would call it a burger, but technically... The meat.
See, that's
the thing. Isn't a burger.
The meat flavours.
Like, a patty is like either meat or you can have vegetables or anything formed into like a shape that's designed for making a burger.
Like in the lounge where you have a mac and cheese fried patty.
Yeah, because you could have it in that form and it would still be the same food.
But if it was square in a bread, then that would be a sandwich.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or
it's
a burger.
All right. Well, have it like a
square
burger. What are the columns that...
Because
well, the White Castle burgers, where they're square, there's square buns, and it's a square patty as well.
Same as in Wendy's.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Like
a
Wendy's
burger.
Square.
Yeah.
All the Wendy's burgers are square.
Are they all?
Yeah.
Okay, the Wendy's burgers, sorry, are all square.
Oh, that's what I meant. What the fuck? It's not White Castle.
White Castle ones are the little baby, what the big ones?
Oh, the sliders.
No, they're sliders.
There's so many burgers.
Maybe
it has to be like for burgers. It has to be one big stuff that you cut in half and then you do that.
Yeah.
Because with bread, you just slice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of weird though, because square burgers for a lot of people are just like,
that's wrong.
That's not right. But I remember someone recently like tweeting Wendy's saying like, this is, just seems really unnatural and they're like,
Or how do you think burgers are made? Like,
yeah.
Do you think they're just growing on a tree and they're round and we pick them? Like, it's not any more
unnatural. Yeah. Yeah. If anything, it's better because you'd get more. Because
yeah,
you'd have the corners. You'd have four more bites.
Yeah.
We're saying it's great because you've got square cheese.
And it's easier to hold.
The square cheese fits.
Yeah.
Bacon is easier to apply because bacon's square around it for some fucking reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easier to hold without just like bits coming out.
Yeah, because it's square. Again, it comes around a bit closer to a sandwich for me. Because, like, a traditional sandwich, sandwich I could buy in Tesco, close to my square.
You know what? The other day I went to the bakery to get a loaf of bread and they said, so do you want the loaf shape or the sandwich shape? And I said, pardon? They said, well, the sandwich shape's square, so you can make sandwiches with it, and the loaf shape's the one that will...
That's
weird.
Oh. What do we call that shape? The loaf shape? Is
it's
more
like a bread shape.
Yeah, it's just bread.
Yeah,
bread
shape. It's just the shape of the
thing. It's because it goes over the top.
It goes over
the
top of
the
thing, yeah.
You know what I've always called that?
What?
The hat shape.
Aww, that's cute.
Because it's like the bread's wearing a hat.
Oh,
it's
just hat. It's nice.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like... Well, I always imagine it like a
the bowler
like
hat.
Like a flat cap.
Okay, so it's a
gothic. Working class bread, exactly.
No, cheeky blinky of donkey.
Yeah, that's very strange.
That's a stalker reference. Don't worry.
It's easier to make a sandwich with square bread, but I wouldn't say it's like you need it.
No, yeah, I was a bit confused when they asked that. I was like, I just want a... It's so you can cut it diagonally easier, but I never cut mine diagonal to start with. I
never cut
across the middle, which I feel is more working class.
Sorry, that wasn't supposed to be like...
What?
So,
what?
The whole cheeky leaky thing, that was...
I'm very confused.
No.
But she's Lithuanian, not Ukrainian.
Yeah, I know.
That's more racist.
That's not more... No! That's not what I meant! You're misunderstanding!
No,
I looked at it really weird.
Just
like, no, that was, I didn't.
You look okay. At. Forget about it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna forget.
Shit.
No,
sandwiches,
yeah. You looked at me just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was just like, no, it's from a video game.
I was just confused. It's okay. I didn't think
it
was racist.
You gave me such a look. I was just like, oh my god, I'm sorry. I don't feel that my reaction was enough. You didn't see the soul-piercing look. Seriously, you were just like, you know, trying to burn your liver.
That's just my face. That's how I everyone calls me. This is
just how she loves.
Is that still recording?
Yeah.
Cool. I hope it is.
This is for everyone to hear. Ro-Ro, buddy, I'm not racist to Lithuanians.
No,
we still haven't come to any conclusions. We've come close.
No, we came to a conclusion. We came to
bread.
We've come to our own.
We've been going for an hour and 20 minutes.
Great!
And we're not any closer to, like, we basically have the idea that we had before, and more, we've just come up with more examples that no one can agree on.
The confusion is where did the sandwich end and where does it begin? Like, between the burger.
With one slice of bread and with another slice of bread.
Well, I think it's very personal, isn't it? That's the problem. It's too personal to
agree
on as a group.
Yeah, because some sandwiches you might have eaten as a kid, like crisp sandwiches.
Yeah.
Banana sandwiches.
Honey sandwiches.
Wait, baby, that was the first thing we talked about.
No. Yeah, but now you're into it now. So when you say ice cream sandwich, what do you mean?
Well, they sell them, like, and it's just ice cream between cookies and bread, so is it a sandwich?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say
no,
so.
No.
Question.
They're branded as sandwiches.
Do the cookies have chocolate chips in them?
It's true.
Some of them probably do.
If they have chocolate chips, that makes a difference. Because if it's just... No! Because...
Oreos and Bourbons, are they sandwiches?
Yeah, they're sandwich biscuits.
Yeah,
they're different because they're biscuits. But they are sandwich biscuits.
But they are marketed as sandwiches.
They are specified... A hybrid.
So the phrase marketed as a sandwich.
Biscuit.
But I think that's using sandwich as the verb to sandwich.
Yes,
to sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they've been sandwiched.
You know. Yeah.
Rather than the noun.
Okay, but to follow up, sorry, what was the example again?
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich. All right. If it's just cookie dough, right, mm-hmm. if it's plain dough
yeah.
and an ice cream filler, I'd say that's more acceptable than if it was like two like round ass cookies.
But it is normally round ass cookies with ice cream in them.
I want you to imagine a bread, a hatted bread shaped shape.
Why would anyone make that though?
Just to upset me.
Just so you can imagine. Yeah, but I can imagine lots of other horrible things.
I think with ice cream sandwich
is a sandwich, but then what if you make it small and that's an Oreo cookie? That's a cookie.
What if it's not like a...
It's bite-sized and you can whack it in your mouth and you don't have to deal with it melting and falling apart.
But all the...
You're imagining ice cream like a ball, like someone scooped it out of a...
I'm imagining a slice, but it would melt quite quickly.
Oh, shut up, sorry.
And when you've got a cookie and then ice cream, you squish it down and it just starts coming out.
Yeah, exactly. It does. It just goes...
You underestimate the speed at which people can eat an ice cream sandwich.
I think
we need to test this. We need to get some ice cream sandwiches and test this.
Yeah,
There's a point you're eating it and it's a sandwich, and there's a point the ice cream melts and then starts eroding the cookies, and then it becomes a dessert that you've just eaten with your hands.
But
Dad, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I think you can eat an ice cream sandwich like a regular sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think weaklings, like the people over here.
Peasants. Oh, my ice cream's melted. Fuck you. I'll eat a sandwich for you.
Oh, my ice cream's melted.
Next time we do one of these, as a precursor, we should all come up with our sandwich. The one that you think is the genre blurring one.
Why wait? Let's do it now.
Because the next one's not going to be our sandwich.
Let's not. Please.
No, but just do it as a...
Previously.
Yeah, just as a, this is, I thought about the hypothesis. This
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Alright, fair enough, okay.
Edit this out.
Yeah.
Because next one, spoilers, is going to be about how to wipe your
butt. I'm going to start recording. I'm going to start recording because I don't want to keep editing.
Yeah,
we
need to have
wrap
editing.
It up. Okay.
Well, I think that in conclusion, we've certainly come to an agreement that a sandwich is a...
Deeply personal.
It is certainly deeply personal, but it's...
Often romantic.
Certainly when you're involved in it. But it's more or less involved with, you know, it's partly structure. A sandwich is structural, it is ingrediential, but it is also situational.
And environmental and even cultural. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, all those things do have an impact on what makes a sandwich, because you can't say that, you know, you can have one ingredient and a way that it's built, but say that it's a sandwich if it's in the wrong culture.
Yeah, because you can make a perfectly reasonable sandwich here, but if it's made with an ingredient that's abhorrent to the culture you're feeding it to...
Yeah. It ain't a fucking sandwich.
Have you guys seen Brazilian pizzas? They put like...
Oh my fucking god, that's a great
amazing.
Example. No,
they
you don't understand.
It'll be like half normal, and then there'll be a side of chocolate on, and there's ones where they just have bottles of alcohol on the pizza. apparently, everyone in South America is like, yeah, what the fuck, Brazil?
Yeah, no. Seriously, I've seen one which was literally just like, you can't see the pizza because it's, I'm assuming, like a centimetre of dough, then whipped cream and a banana sticking out the top.
Oh, I want that.
I don't want that.
That sounds
amazing.
See, that's like the kind of, you're mashing two things together to a point, it's not a dessert anymore, and I wouldn't say it's a pizza anymore,
it makes it a new thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because sandwiches, you know, you can say, oh, this is a sandwich, that isn't a sandwich, but, you know, what is a sandwich? It's a weird line to draw, because there's loads of cut-offs from sandwiches, things that sandwiches have spawned, like Elvis's thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It began as a sandwich... But it's evolving.
A lot of stuff we traditionally eat sandwiches now would not be viewed as sandwiches in the past.
In 100 years, people might view like a rice sandwich as something fucking alien to a wheat sandwich, you know? Or
something in between metal.
Yeah.
Some iron filings.
Let's all go around and say one thing we've learned about sandwiches today.
Okay, Ruth, Zoe.
Their food.
They are
they
foods.
Are. You only just learned this.
You only just realized.
I can eat them, I can put them in the bin.
I've learned that lasagna is not a sandwich.
Thank God for that.
And it's also quite enraging for my friends to hear.
Like a lot of other stuff, you say.
Well, I think that the fact that sandwiches are a cultural thing is new to me. I'd never even considered that before. The fact that, you know, what I think of a sandwich, you know, obviously it might not mean that to someone else, but, you know, it might not mean that because of a cultural difference.
Mm.
That means a lot to me. You know, I could go to somewhere in Japan and be like, fuck you, that's not a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
I've never thought about the fact that I wouldn't take a sandwich to a party.
Mm.
But now I'm certain I never would take a sandwich to a party, so I'm kind of... I feel a bit more at ease with myself, you know?
More comfortable with your sandwich.
I've learnt about the, what's it called, KFC Double Downer?
Oh, Double Down.
A Double Down.
It's
horrible.
The Double Downer, Sundowner.
It's horrible and it's not a sandwich, but I learnt about it anyway.
Lord,
which I didn't.
I would, but I'd have to take it apart.
No.
Then I'd dip it in the gravy because
I fucking... I would get two and put them inside each other because one for the bacon's on the filling.
If I had to eat a KFC meal, I would go next door and eat a Burger King. No, that's a lie. You see, I'm not a fan of gravy in general.
If I buy you a cup of gravy, will you drink it?
Oh, hell yeah.
For... She's
you're
talking to her, right?
Oh, anyone, really. I just want to see you drink gravy, people.
No, Sarah's done that before with gravy. She's brought it over here and drunk it, actually.
Just made a mug of gravy, well...
I'm not
well,
a fan of
it. You've not made a
mug
of it,
but
you have
in
a pot of
gravy
yeah.
soup.
Okay, so
right.
Here's the thing. I don't like gravy because it's basically a soup that you pour on perfectly reasonable food. Right?
That's amazing!
I hate soup for the same reason I hate coffee and tea, because it's just a hot liquid, right?
Yeah.
And it burns my lips.
So you feel like I'm hot liquid?
He doesn't drink hot liquids at all. He doesn't have soup. He'll only have soup if it's really thick, like a stew. So you'll have like lentil soup, and you'll have like
right.
That's the thing. Yeah,
we're going into another one.
All right, and to deconfirm your joke, because fuck you, because semen's at body temperature. All right.
He made a semen joke.
I made a cum joke.
Okay.
So that's another one to do.
It's
burning
soups.
When does the soup become a stew? When does the stew become a soup?
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you when rice is.
And if you mush up ice cream, does it become cold soup?
All right. All right, thank you very much
for
listening.
You just make a fucking pun. You said
Oh, shit. That's it. I'm ending it now.
No, I was going to say sandwich, Dan.
Sandwich.